Greetings, Mafia. In this video, I'll be discussing three main reasons why there's no way of salvaging modern-day women. The damage has been done, and it's beyond repair. So without further ado, let's get into it. Reason number one, bad female influence. Misery loves company, and since their early childhood, women are surrounded with failures, starting at home. Their mamas, their aunties, their mama's friends, all divorced, run through by 300 Spartans, and failed at almost every facet of life. This is where the trouble starts, at home. It's also where they're introduced to the system as their end-all be-all protector and provider. The system provides a cushion when everything else fails. Alimony, rape accusations, as well as favorable propaganda pushing and justifying the image of a failed woman as a strong and independent. And due to lack of men with authority, the system comes as a natural substitute, while men are just passing through, smashing their moms and aunties, going in and out. Men are just live sexual tools. Other times they see a simp showing up with his cape on to provide some manual assistance or even financial aid. So they objectify men since early childhood. It's a learned behavior. And it all starts at home. It's how we ended up with this single mother epidemic. Their reliance on the system, government assistance, and simps. That's where the I need no man narrative came from. And boys raised by single moms end up being aggressive simps, and more importantly, subservient to the system, just like their mothers. You hear all them over the wall women talking about being hot and sexy in their 60s, how men still find them attractive. Yeah, thirsty men out of friend zone, or men with some kind of fetish. Thirsty dudes that were in a friend zone orbit for decades, friends with benefits they were never interested in, or fetish guys who just want to get their kinks off. And of course, there's sex tourism that women been engaging for decades, long before passport bros. And yeah, if a woman past 60 is taking care of herself and is a cougar, she'll get smashed, but not by any man looking for a long, steady relationship. But they put this in minds of these young girls who end up using their bastard kids as meal tickets. These kids are neglected as hell because single moms only care about government money and child support. These kids are meal tickets to them. And another thing, I've noticed a weird dynamic between young looking single moms and their sons. Some of these women gave birth in their late teens or early 20s, with their sons now being around the same age. The way they interact with one another doesn't seem parental, but rather weird. One can easily be deceived into impression of a romantic relationship. It's due to this kind of confused and distorted value system women are inclined in treating pets like kids, sons as boyfriends, and daughters as competitors. These type of failed women raise their daughters to be failures as well, not only due to the fact that misery loves company, but also because it provides an emotional refuge as well as failure comfort and confirmation of their self-delusional mindset. Their dreading of any eventual success their daughters might have in finding the husband material and a functional family, for it would completely expose the dirty little secret they are trying to forget every time they look themselves in the mirror. They see a reflection of a failure. And that's the hill they've choose to die on. Reason number two, the sisterhood myth. Birds of a feather flock together. You've probably seen numerous social media posts of over-the-wall women in restaurants, taking pictures, smiling ear to ear, while pretending having fun. But there is no man among them except maybe the guy who took the picture. This type of female support groups are nothing but coping mechanisms for bad decisions and shitty attitudes. However, should one of them get lucky and score a productive simp, she'll waste no time kicking the sisterhood to the curb. She no longer needs a support group, plus she now sees these other women as competitors, trying to sink their hooks in.
Hey, do you hear me?
He's my husband! Get your own goddamn man!
It's like getting a home gym or a theater. You want it all for yourself, and you don't want any company. Reason number 3, self-delusion. This is a big one because it contributes to several industries, predominantly pharmaceutics, alcohol, and tobacco. I disagree with late Kevin Samuels on many issues, but one thing I have to give him credit for is effectively exposing female delusions of grandeur and how they overrate themselves. You have 4s and 5s at best, and I'm being generous, 4s and 5s calling up his show or whatever, claiming they're 8s and 9s. You'll find plenty of those videos on YouTube. You have overweight women talking about personality of a 10. And once that self-delusion reaches catharsis, that's when they turn to pills, booze, chain-smoking, and public display of their neuroses with tattoos. I hate using cliches, Mafia, but I gotta do it with this one. Sometimes cliches are based in truth. I blame it mostly on social media. See, prior to social media, women were confined to a small circle of family, friends, and co-workers. However, social media expanded that circle worldwide, so now they introduced to a larger group, and with the new and enlarged circle, came the inevitable slew of thirsty simps looking for anything to smash while downloading porn. And they propped them up, telling them they're hot and beautiful, liking every one of their posts. This made it possible for women to whip themselves into a foolish frenzy believing they're all tens. These are your typical cat and dog ladies, women that gave up on both life and the government. Now let me explain what the government is. Most people have a wrong idea about it, thinking they know what it is, and I can't really blame them. Most of us are being brainwashed, but this is why you got the black pill. Government isn't a bunch of politicians sitting on some round table. It's comprised out of institutions with monopoly on commodities, technology, information, and force. The internet you're using is developed by the military. These institutions are vital, while politicians are temporarily appointed clerks. Ask yourself a question. Why is it you never see a 4-star general running for presidency? Or a head of the Department of Agriculture? If you figure it out, you'll understand how every government works regardless of its character. The mechanics are the same everywhere. These institutions are setting the political dynamics of every country. And this is what 99.9% of women don't understand. Their idea of a government is a Santa Claus providing financial and occasional police assistance. And they never stop to ask where the money comes from. Where the money comes from. I keep warning you about women who find sudden interest in you. When the money dries out and the government system doesn't cut it anymore, they'll be scrapping for any productive simp orbiting their friend zone. But the worst delusion by far women were sold was that femininity is wrong, that femininity is a sign of weakness, and that women should adopt male traits, ditching estrogen and increase their testosterone level. And instead of being cooperative, they need to become combative, which in turn led women in becoming a weak version of men with a vagina. The system propped them up in foolish behavior, and now it's throwing them under the bus. Kinda like Zelensky. Women are getting the Zelensky treatment. 2 years ago, he thought he was strong and independent too, switching from high heels and pantyhose into army boots and uniform. The whole West propped him up and cheered him on. Now that the money is drying up, they are throwing him to the sharks, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Women reduce themselves to a female version of Zelensky, and they wonder why men are leaving the shores while no one is checking for them. The reasons no one's checking for them is their lack of femininity, and without femininity, all they got to offer is drama and sex. And to women listening, you need to understand something about basic biology. Men are adaptive by nature. We have to be. It's a survival issue. And we have adapted to feminism. We have adapted to this new version of mutated women. It's nothing personal. It's just nature. So this change in men and how we approach you, or more times than not, ghost you if you're too much work, isn't hate. It doesn't come from hate. It comes from nature. Of course, not every man adopts the same way. Some become more feminized. Others are safeguarding their masculinity by distance. Too much damage has been done, and we don't have the time or resources, for that matter, to reform you or fix you. That's all I got for you this time, Mafia. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find a link in email. This is Top Dollar, signing off.